This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Speaker of the Ohio House has told his fellow Republicans that he will resign May 1st, days after he hired a lawyer, and admitted he learned that the FBI was asking questions about him. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has the latest.
Speaker Cliff Rosenberger said in a statement his actions have been both ethical and lawful. Speaker Pro Tem Kirk Schuring takes over for Rosenberger and said Rosenberger put the state and the chamber ahead of himself.
He's got a great passion and love for the state, and it was really tough on him, and he showed that emotionally.
Schuring said he has not been contacted by the FBI, but he isn't sure about other House members. Rosenberger's decision was a shock to most, including Finance Committee Chair Ryan Smith.
I think he actively did it on his own for the betterment of the institution and the people of Ohio.
Smith is running against former House Speaker Larry Householder to replace Rosenberger as Speaker next year. And at least one member said he felt this was all about the Speaker's race. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A Cleveland Fertility Center has named a new director after an equipment failure last month destroyed more than 4,000 eggs and embryos. University Hospitals has confirmed Dr. James Liu will take over the fertility lab at Ahuja Medical Center. Liu currently chairs the hospital's obstetrics and gynecology department. He'll take over for Dr. James Goldfarb, who has led the fertility clinic since 2011. UH says Goldfarb will stay on as a patient care coordinator at the clinic. Members of Cleveland City Council are again calling on the city's police chief to reopen many police stations to make neighborhoods safer. A letter signed by 12 council members was delivered to Chief Calvin Williams on Tuesday. Council members in 2016 criticized the reopening of a downtown mini station because it did not include plans to open other neighborhood offices. The mini stations were created in the 90s to better monitor crime in neighborhoods. The stations were closed in 2005 to balance the city budget. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is hitting the campaign trail with Democratic candidate for Governor Richard Cordray. Warren will appear at stops in Cincinnati and Columbus on Friday. Warren created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, where Cordray served as a director. It's the latest star power to campaign for Ohio's gubernatorial candidates. Singer Dave Matthews performs a concert at the Agora in Cleveland April 20th for Dennis Kucinich, while Youngstown native Modern Family actor Ed O'Neill endorsed Joe Schiavone in a video. President Donald Trump has nominated a Cuyahoga County judge to a spot on the federal bench in Cleveland. Common Pleas Judge Pam Barker was appointed to the county bench in 2011 and was elected twice after. Ohio's U.S. Senators Ron Portman and Sherrod Brown recommended the Bay Village Republican for the job and praised the nomination. Barker still needs confirmation from the U.S. Senate. The family of a man fatally shot outside a Cleveland bowling alley by a police officer has filed a federal lawsuit against the officer and the bowling alley. In January, 21-year-old Thomas Yatsko was shot to death at the corner alley in University Circle. Two shots were fired by Cleveland Police Sergeant Dean Grazioli. The victim's family says Grazioli used excessive force and failed to provide medical attention. The lawsuit claims Yatsko was trying to find a way home and was unarmed. The Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. The father of a girl killed in the Parkland, Florida school shooting has joined Governor John Kasich in supporting bipartisan changes to Ohio's gun laws. Fred Guttenberg appeared briefly with Kasich during as lawmakers heard initial testimony on the Republican governor's proposal yesterday. Guttenberg's daughter, Jamie, was among 17 people killed in the February shooting. The proposal pushed by Kasich includes a so-called red flag law that enables family members, guardians, or police to ask judges to use a restraining order to temporarily strip gun rights from people who show warning signs of violence. The take at Ohio's casinos and racinos surged last month. The Ohio Casino Commission reports revenue hit record highs at Hard Rock Roxino Northfield Park in March, with more than $23 million spent there. Jack Thistledown Racino and North Randall had a five-year high last month, while Jack Cleveland Casino saw its best number since 2014. Overall, Ohio's gaming industry saw an 8% jump in March compared to the previous year and the best combined take since the casinos opened in 2012. This is WKSU.